Good morning. It's a beautiful August morning, and very thankful for the sunshine. A little bit of cooler weather. It feels nice outside this morning, and we're very thankful for that. Thankful for the opportunity to be able to share God's Word with you this morning. I do pray the Lord will bless His Word into our hearts and minds, and that we will be able to profit from the Word of God in applying the principles, the teachings of God's Word into our lives. Before we get into the Word of God, I'd like to begin with a word of prayer. If you'd join your heart with me, please. Heavenly Father, how wonderful and majestic You are. Gracious, loving, kind to us. You're gentle even in times of correction and times of direction in our lives. You take us and You lead us in those paths of righteousness that we might be able to honor and glorify Your holy name. So Lord, I ask this morning as we're looking into Your Word that Your Holy Spirit would direct my thoughts, my words, that I might exalt You and our precious Savior Jesus Christ in all that I say. I pray, Lord, that You'll apply Your Word into our lives, that our hearts will be filled with Your Word, and that our lives will adjust to that which You have in store for us. Bless, Lord, to Your glory. In Christ's name I pray, and amen. The thought I have on my mind this morning is the thought of consistency. If I might be able to share a natural event with you, to show you what I mean about being consistent. I do enjoy trying to play the game of golf. And this morning I went to the driving range. And I went there to practice. I went there to try to gain more consistency in my golf swing. Sometimes I was successful, sometimes I wasn't. But there is a point of consistency that as we practice and as we apply the things that we learn, the lessons that we learn to be in the right position, the right opportunity, that we can enjoy success in our lives. And so this morning, with that thought of consistency in the golf game, I also want to share with you my thoughts concerning consistency in our Christian walk. In our daily walk with the Lord, I believe that God has given to us the tools, the instruction that is good and right and perfect for us to be able to be more consistent in our walk, to be more consistent in our talk, to be more consistent in our thoughts and our actions, to be able to live a life that is in agreement with the profession of our faith that we love Jesus. So I want to share with you some thoughts that God inspired the King Solomon to write several thousand years ago, but they still apply to us very much so today. In the book of Proverbs chapter 4, I want to start with verse 23 and read down to the conclusion of that chapter. Proverbs chapter 4, starting with verse 23. The Word of God inspired Solomon to write, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." I do pray that God will bless this morning as we look at these thoughts that Solomon shared with us concerning the manner in which that we are to strive to live godly lives looking to Jesus. I don't want to get too far ahead of myself there. But he begins these thoughts by saying that we need to keep our hearts. That tells me that there is action, there is effort that you and I are to put into walking a life that's pleasing unto the Lord. It isn't something that just comes natural, and the reason that it doesn't just come natural is because that we still have to deal with our natural minds. Our hearts have been changed. Our hearts have been born again. We've been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ, and we've been given a new heart in Christ. But there's a battle, there's a warfare that goes on within each and every one of us. And it's important that we admit that. It's important that we confess that, that there is that struggle that is within us that sometimes, quite honestly, we get a little lazy. Maybe I should leave you out of it. Maybe I should just be talking about myself. Maybe it does apply to you. We get a little lazy in the manner in which that we keep or guard our hearts, or the way that we keep our sight upon that which God has intended for us to be. It's so very important. Solomon said, "For out of the heart are the issues of life." Now understand, when he speaks of the heart, he's not speaking at this point about that organ that pumps the blood through our bodies, but rather it's the heart of the matter, it's the heart of the issue, it's the heart of who we are, the very core of our being that we're to guard, that we're to watch, that we're to protect. Because out of the very core of our being, out of our wills that we have been given within us, out of those things determine what we say and what we do. And quite honestly, it requires sometimes a lot of work to keep our hearts, to guard our hearts, to watch our hearts against the things that are contrary to the Word of God, that are contrary to God Himself. He says, keep our hearts. Jesus said it in this manner. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But he's saying that out of the heart proceeds those things of life that really show others who we are, what we are, what we can be, or sometimes what we allow ourselves to be that should not be. Solomon says, keep your heart. Be diligent about this. Keep your heart with all diligence, because I assure you that when we let down our guard, Satan is right there to try to draw us away, try to take us down a path that is not intended for us to go. Be diligent, be constant, be consistent with keeping our hearts. Now, if it stopped right there and God said, keep your heart, do the best you can, and did not tell us how to go about doing it, then, quite honestly, we'd be in trouble, wouldn't we? If we had to try to devise our own way in which that we would keep our hearts, we would fail miserably. But He's given to us instructions on how that we can go about keeping or guarding or watching our hearts. I had an acronym for the word watch concerning watch your heart. And that is W, watch your words. A, watch your actions. T, watch your thoughts. C, watch your communication, how that you communicate those thoughts to others. And H, guard your heart. Keep your heart. Keep your heart with all diligence. And he goes on to say, the way that we do that is to put away from the froward mouth and perverse lips. Put away. Again, there's action. There's effort that must be put into this. It doesn't come naturally. But there's effort that we must put into keeping our hearts. And he says the first thing to do is to put away a froward or a stubborn or a disobedient heart. Put it away. Put it away. Put on the new man is what Paul would tell us. Take off the old man. Put on the new. Keep your heart. Put away that which is stubborn. Put away that which is disobedient. Put away that which is contrary to the Word of God. I read an illustration a few days ago concerning this word froward, being put away a froward heart. It's like if you tell your dog to sit, he stands. If you tell your dog to come, he runs away. He does exactly the opposite of what you tell him to do. Is it possible for us to have that sort of approach to life sometimes? Have you ever felt the Spirit of God speaking to your heart about something that you should do? Have you ever felt the Spirit of God tugging at you and saying, "This is what I want you to do right now"? I'll be quite honest with you. Yesterday, and this is certainly not to lift me up, but yesterday at the conclusion of the worship service, I was standing there and the closing song was being sung, and the pastor had come down and he was standing there, and the Spirit of God told me to go pray for him. And I felt like I shouldn't do that. People think I'm just making a show. What will people think? And the Spirit kept saying to me, "Go pray for him." And I was hesitant. The song continued to sing and be played, and I couldn't shake it. It was the Spirit of God saying, "Go pray for him now." And I went down and I hugged his neck and offered a prayer for him there as the song was being sung. I don't know why God told me to do that. I don't really need to know why God told me to do that. All I needed to know was there was a froward heart in me to begin with that was trying to be disobedient to what the Spirit of God was telling me to do. And I had to put that away and do that which the Lord was speaking to my heart to do. Whatever the purpose, I don't know if it was for the pastor's sake. I don't know if it was someone else's sake that was in the congregation. All I know is I'm thankful that I don't have to sit here this morning and say, "You know, I should have done what God told me to do." We put away that froward heart, put away that stubbornness, put away that disobedient spirit. Submit ourselves to the Lord. Follow His instructions. There's a consistency when we can do that. When we can do that, there's consistency in the way that we live our lives. So he tells us, first thing that we need to do in keeping our heart is to put away that stubbornness. And then he went on to say, "Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee." So not only are we to put away the stubbornness, the disobedience, but we are to keep our eyes where they need to be. We need to keep our hearts, but also keep our eyes. You see, even in yesterday's example that I gave to you, the thought within me was to look around and to say, what will they think? What will they think? How will they feel about what I'm doing? Solomon is inspired to tell us, keep our eyes straight on. Straight on, and we'll look at that more in just a few moments. But keep your eyes where they need to be. Stay focused on the Lord. Stay focused upon His Word. Stay focused upon listening for the Spirit of God. Stay focused upon being that which we're supposed to be. Stay focused on putting away that froward heart. Because if our eyes stray, our heart's going to stray also. Our mind's going to stray there. And we're going to be guilty then of being where we should not be, thinking what we should not think, doing what we should not do. Keep your eyes where they're supposed to be. Keep your eyes straight ahead. Stay focused on the Lord. And stay focused on the fact that we are a child of God. You are a child of God. I am a child of God. And as such, I need to reflect that in my life. Keep my eyes focused where they ought to be. Then he goes on to say, "Ponder the path of thy feet. Let all thy ways be established." Think about what you're doing. I don't know about you, and I probably do, but I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life that I did not think before I spoke. There are times in my life when I did not think before I acted. There are times in my life that I didn't stop to think about where this is going to take me, what this is going to do, how this is going to affect, how will it affect my testimony to others? How will it affect my confession? Oh, when I sing, "Oh, how I love Jesus," think about that. How do I love Jesus? Do I love Him enough that I'm going to proceed to keep my heart, to guard my heart? Do I love Him enough that I'm going to put away my stubbornness? Do I love Him enough that I'm going to put away my disobedience? Do I love Him enough that I'm going to do what He bids me to do? Do I love Him enough to keep my eyes where they need to be, where they should be? Do I love Him enough that I'm able to stay focused on what God has called me to be? Think about what you're doing. And then the last point, he says in verse 27, "Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." In other words, he's saying, just do what's right. Just do what's right. The legendary football coach at Georgia Southern, Irk Russell, his saying was, just do the right thing. Just do the right thing. Solomon says, don't do the wrong thing. Don't turn away from. Don't stray. Don't let your mind and your heart wander away. Keep on that path of righteousness of which the Lord is leading us. Don't turn away. Don't be stubborn. Don't be disobedient. Don't let your eyes wander. Don't let your thoughts wander. Don't let your feet go where they shouldn't go. In the book of James, we read, James tells us, chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, he says, "Submit yourselves, therefore, to God." Keep your heart. How? Submit to God. "Lord, what would you have me to do? Lord, how would you have me to act? Lord, what would you have me to think? Lord, how would you have me to respond?" Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. Just don't do it. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But it requires that we keep our hearts. It requires that we put away our stubbornness. It requires that we keep our eyes focused where they ought to be. It requires us to keep our thoughts focused where they should be. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he'll draw nigh to you. Lord, help us to be that which you would have us to be. Help us to keep focused. Help us to be consistent in these things. Again, the scriptures that I read, if you want to mark them in your Bible or jot them down so that you can go back and look at them again and maybe rethink these thoughts, it's in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 23 through 27. Proverbs, chapter 4, verses 23 through 27. In closing this morning, the writer of Hebrews tells us in the 12th chapter, says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Let us put away the stubborn heart, the inconsistent heart, the disobedient heart. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, that causes our eyes to go away, that causes our thoughts to go away, that causes our feet to stray. Let's lay those things aside and let us run with patience." Consistency requires patience. Consistency requires practice. Consistency requires repetition. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. How can we do that? Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, looking unto Jesus. That's how we keep our hearts. That's how we go about being consistent in our walk, staying focused on the Lord Jesus Christ. Inconsistency means there's little things that are changed. I keep going back to my golf swing, and I really want to be more consistent with that. But the reason that I'm inconsistent is that because I don't do the same thing over and over again. I switch up something, and it causes me to change the way that I swing the club. It causes the change in the way that I hit the ball. I change something. So why is it important for us to keep looking to Jesus? Why is it important for us to stay focused upon Jesus, the very Son of God? Well, you say, well, He is the Son of God. Yes, that's right. He is the Son of God. He went to the cross. He endured that hardship. He endured the suffering. He endured the shame that was set before Him. But yet there was a joy that was there, that being consistent and being obedient to the Father, there was a joy that was set before Him. And that joy was experienced by Jesus. Can I tell you, there is a joy that's set before us? Yes, there's a joy of heaven that's set before us, but there's a joy that we can experience every day as we walk in the kingdom of God here in this life. And it consists of being consistent. Being consistent. Keeping our eyes upon Jesus. And the reason that we keep our eyes upon Jesus is because Jesus Christ is the same. Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes. And for us to be consistent in our walk with the Lord, we stay focused upon Him. We seek to follow His example. And when we mess up, we then realize that there is love and forgiveness and acceptance with Jesus Christ, that He picks us up, and we have the opportunity to start again. In the Proverbs, it says, a righteous man falls 7 times and gets back up. Get back up. We start again. If we have to go right back to the very thing of, got to put away that stubbornness, got to keep my eyes where they need to be, I need to think about what I'm doing, I need to just try to concentrate on doing it the way Jesus would have me to do it. May God help us to realize that in order to be consistent in our life, we must place our complete dependence, our complete trust in that which the Lord has set before us. God bless you is my prayer. Thank you so much for taking your time today.